Gangrene. It's only been 7 weeks, guys.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. We've only been doing the show for 7 weeks.
Watch us on Red's Army, or listen to us, I should say. Listen to us at Red's Army.
You can't even watch us anymore. We're so
lazy. iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and all those good things.
At Gangrene TV.
Yeah, they know how to find us.
Yeah. You haven't found us yet in the past 9 years. You'll never find us.
It's not true. We make new friends every day.
Right.
You got plenty of friends.
Only the goddamn mayor going to the
Celtics. Yeah, no, go to the Celtics game with this guy. You get stopped like every 10 feet by someone that, like...
That might have to do with slinging drinks.
Well, it's
that's exactly what it is, but...
And then they all say the same thing. Ah, you're not working tonight? I was going to go over there. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Well, if you're not working, I'm not going to go. One less person to talk to while you're there. But thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. It looks like I'm famous sometimes.
Yeah, I got pulled over in the garden once. Well, not pulled over, but like stopped by a fan.
Was it like the garden police?
No. It was a fan of the show.
Oh.
And they said, you
some
do
of the
a
fans of the show
wonderful
are...
job. And I said, God damn.
And then he said, psych, you suck, you turd.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Go Lakers. Right? Was that what it was?
Yeah. And they gave me a swirly.
Take those glasses off, nerd.
Oh, man.
I feel weird not having my headphones on, I'm just going to say.
All right. No, put them on. I don't care.
No, I can't because you keep screaming into the mic every time I put them on.
Just put them on, leave them not connected.
Oh, man. All the dust in the air is killing me.
Isaiah
Thomas is an all-star, gentlemen.
Pretty all right there.
Pretty
right all right.
There. It's fun to have an all-star.
It is.
I probably might not watch it still.
You know what? Years ago, like growing up, I was a big supporter of the skills competition. The All-Star game itself in any sport is just garbage.
I used to watch it all when I was a kid.
Like I would watch the basketball All-Star game, and I would also watch like the MLB All-Star game and the hockey All-Star game. Never the Pro Bowl. No, even players don't give a damn about the Pro Bowl.
No, they don't.
But like as years went on, I was like, the hell with the All-Star games. I just like the skills competition in all the sports.
Yeah,
even the home run
derby's
great.
Until 3 in the morning.
Well, yeah. But then, like, even last year, I was watching the skills competition for the NBA, and it's just like, what am I watching? Like, what is this?
Advertisements.
Anymore? It's all it is advertisements.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, everybody needs to get a little piece of the American pie there, but, like, that's all it is advertisements. And then they turn into this, like, weird concert-type thing where, like, Fall Out Boy plays all night. And then it's like, you know, I like the threes, the three-point competition. I like that skills competition where they're going to pass the ball
thing,
through
the
tire and make one of those tires fire. Make it on fire.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
endorse.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah, I endorse that.
But, like, the slam dunk competition, no one's original. Half the guys, you have no idea who they are.
Yeah,
it's just not fun anymore.
The thing for me is it's really hard to justify like all the time spent in all the commercials when like YouTube exists and like everything will be like pre-selected by the 1,000 crazy people that do watch that like will tell you what the good parts were, so you just go and watch like a 20-second clip or like a GIF or whatever of like, you know, the 5 good things that happened, and then you didn't waste your life for 3 hours.
I mean, luckily last year I was working, so I DVR'd it. So I skipped through a lot of it, but still, it was like 3-4 hours long, and I watched like an hour and a half of it, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I may tune into the game,
yeah,
just to see Isaiah.
Yeah, I always try to catch like some of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like
it's fun, you know. I was talking about this with my friends the other day, and it's like I kind of made the argument like it's kind of like fun to see like a 160 to 170 point game, like you know,
stuff
just guys
like
doing fun stuff like alley-oops and stuff. I mean, these are like some of the best athletes in the world, and it's like a no defense game. That's kind of cool to see. You don't like you don't see that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get to watch these guys play like pickup games or anything like that. So
you do get to see a lot of like it's fun to see like a lot of people who would never play together. So it's,
that
aspect of it is cool. But, like, it's just kind of whatever lately. As years go on, it's just, I could care less.
So Isaiah's in, and I think he deserves it, right?
Yep.
But
I agree.
Do you think maybe someone else could have deserved it as well?
Well, I mean, that's...
Like, do you think Crowder may actually be the better... I mean, what do you guys think?
I mean, Crowder had a good case, but I wrote down the rest of the reserves beforehand, and it's hard to, you know, hard to put him in. I mean, Isaiah is one of the guards along with John Wall and DeMar DeRozan on the bench. Then for forwards, you have Jimmy Butler and Paul Millsap, Chris Bosh, and then Drummond at center. It's hard to imagine Jay
getting,
you know, he's
that.
Definitely not better than any of those guys. Like, he doesn't deserve it over any of those guys. The only guy you could really argue is probably Isaiah. He hasn't had as good a year as DeMar DeRozan, who's been pretty great. So it's, you know, you can maybe argue Melo, who was voted in as a starter, you know?
Yeah.
Like
that fan voting.
It's
I find that yeah,
heavily annoying.
Yeah, the Kobe thing is, yeah. And the, you know, it's interesting. I think Adam Silver said something today, your boy Paulie, like this, about they're gonna have to like reevaluate the fan voting thing because someone almost got voted in. Like someone.
Well, doesn't Yao
good.
Ming still get voted in every year? He hasn't played in almost a decade.
But like the since you can vote with like hashtags or whatever on Twitter, like someone was getting voted. I apologize, I forget exactly who, but it was like someone that's not good was getting voted in. It was almost like a starter.
And
like,
that's exactly how it goes, where it's like you could just vote anybody. If you get enough people on your bandwagon to vote for Joe Schlub will be a starter.
And the fan voting thing that really bothers me is that we'll use this in 10 years to say Carmelo Anthony was an all-star X amount of times. Same thing with the more egregious one is Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And not only that, but they've also built in clauses into the CBA where if you're voted an all-star, you get more money on like you're eligible for more money on your next contract.
Right.
That's why Derrick Rose's contract is ridiculous because he won an MVP and he was an all-star when he was so young. So, you know, if they're going to do that, then it kind of doesn't make sense to have
like, rope
a
bunch
of yahoos.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going to rope that into money making, then it should be.
If this is
going to
affect someone like Damian Lillard's earning power in the future, like that's important.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
They made it that way. I didn't ask for them to make it that way, but they did.
Right.
I would prefer to see, I mean, as an older fan, you know, I would prefer to see coaches and peers pick the all-stars, I think. Maybe
you know
not the peers.
I
don't really
like,
trust them either.
Well, like coaches, okay. Look, coaches is fine. I wouldn't mind them voting.
Scouts,
like,
maybe?
No, you know what? I'd go as far as like beat writers or not beat writers, but like, you know, sports writers. Yeah. I mean, the same way that you get into the basketball hall, the baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, you're voted in by the writers. So,
yeah.
I mean,
you can still involve the fans. Like, I like what baseball does where they have you vote for, like, the last guy on the
roster.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's cool.
Like, okay, well.
Because there's a couple, like, on the reserves. Like, is it Isaiah or someone else? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, instead of the fans voting for the starters, why don't we just have fans vote for the reserve, like, the bench?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I mean, I don't really see too many bench guys that go on to, like, have these large, exuberant contracts because you were voted for a reserve role in the All-Star game.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys. Those are all pretty much max guys, or if they're not, they might be. You know, it's a weird game. It's a weird
thing.
It's weird because it's all arbitrary, right? It's all made up. It's all changed a couple times during even our lifetime.
Right.
So it's weird. It's really weird. It's, you know, there's nothing like the baseball All-Star game because it matters, one.
Right.
So guys play hard.
Right.
You know, it's you play like a regular game. Like, there's no one, like, not playing defense in baseball.
Right.
Like, in football where they, like, don't tackle or whatever. So it's, you know, you don't have, like, that guy. I don't know if it was Carlton Fisk or it was someone else. It was Pete Rose bowled over that catcher.
Yep.
That, you know, like, pretty much, like, ruined that catcher's career because he got really badly hurt in a home plate collision in an All-Star game.
Right.
Like, that kind of stuff isn't really what the NBA is
about. There was actually an article about that a couple months ago. Actually, it was right before the baseball All-Star game.
So, I mean, it is what it is. It's supposed to be a fun weekend. It's supposed to be a showcase. It's supposed to be a party. So, have fun with it.
Right.
Know? Like, and that's all I want. I just want it to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And that game is, you know, like I said, I watch it like 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
If I'm not busy. But the skills thing is just so commercialized. Yeah. And it ever takes, since Blake Griffin forever. Jumped over IKEA, it's like, they literally jumped a shark or a car.
We may have a gentleman in the skills competition this year.
Yeah. Your boy, Kelly Olney.
Yeah. It's in his hometown.
KO.
He's shooting 52% in the new year.
I mean, I could see it. You know, he'd be a good guy for it. Especially the hometown thing. I think I'm really surprised that, like, Drake isn't doing the halftime show. They said, like, Sting is doing the halftime. Or the skills thing.
I figured first Drake of all, would be all over the place.
Yeah, I would have thought, too. But, like, you know, first of all, like, Sting doesn't really have a great solo catalog unless he's doing a lot of Police songs anyway, right?
Do you think that there's going to be some kind of Drake and Sting collaboration?
Probably. Which would be really weird, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, well, no, because Sting was off topic, with Puff Daddy for a while.
And... Steak. I love steak.
Getting a little off topic. But, you know, the All-Star Game's weird. Yeah. I'd like to see Kelly Olynyk in it. I'd like to see them
I'd like to see Kelly win.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that would be cool.
Then trade his ass out of town.
They're getting rid of the WNBA legend shooting contest thing. I thought that was one of the better.
You know why? Because it moved
quick.
Cool.
Remember this dude?
Well, you know what, though? I bet you that's why they're getting rid of it, because it moves so quick.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
They need something to last 6 hours.
Marcus Smart is in the, you know, the newcomers thing.
Yeah.
Right? He's on the USA. I think they're splitting it up by, like, USA and international this year.
Yeah.
He's on the USA team. Probably.
It's not freshman sophomore anymore?
No, it's both. It's rookies and first year guys, and I think they split it up by USA and international.
That's
not
a bad idea.
Yeah, you know, they got it.
It's not terrible.
I don't think they should do the same thing every year.
No.
Yeah. You know? No. Like I don't know. I'm still not going to watch hockey, but I'm at least interested in that they're doing the 3-on-3 thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, change it up. If you're not going to have it count, then I don't know. I don't know if they should make the All-Star game like a 3-on-3 tournament or something like that. That would be weird.
But, I mean, they dabbled a few years ago with horse. Remember Rondo was in the horse competition?
Yeah. I remember Kevin Durant was in one.
Let's do new things. Like, you don't have to do horse every year, but, like, you know, anything. Like,
I still like the fire idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, you know? Or, like, get a bunch of hungry dogs to chase you around the court, see how fast you can run.
Well, then you got PETA, and, well, you know.
You know what?
They can't get to Canada.
Yeah. They're not allowed on that.
Yeah, maybe this would be some dog sledding involved then.
Drake won't let him in.
You guys want to take a break from the All-Star?
See
how I did that?
We'll go to commercial because that's what the All-Star game does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, we're on a roll tonight.
Oh, boy. That's what happens when you haven't seen each other in a while.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
And we're back, and I have a very, very, very important question for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Give it to me now.
Will the Celtics ever be great again?
That is a loaded gun right there.
Okay.
And if we were still on TV, I'd take out that plastic gun and just start firing
it
at me.
You can shoot it at me anyways.
You know, it's not even here anymore. Okay. I wish we had a prop guy again.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of a hard question. Oh, there it is. Pow. That's kind of a hard question. We were talking about this in the green room earlier. And it's like, I feel like it's the same old song and dance for this, where this is how we discuss it.
All right.
Where it's like,
before you go on this long Davitribe.
Yeah.
I just made up a word.
Davitribe.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Plastic gun to head.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Will they ever be great again?
Yes or no? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, there
I
you
mean,
go.
Eventually.
There you go. No, just yes or no.
I mean, that's tough to just be like.
All right, now go on your diatribe.
Well, I mean, that's a tough way to answer it because it's just like, yeah, they could be great again.
I didn't ask if they could be. Obviously, they could be.
57 to 69, they were the best team in the world. And then they jumped off.
They're still the best team in the world.
And then they jumped off for a few years, but then in the 70s, they regained some. and then they jumped off, and then the 80s, and then they died in the 90s and the early 2000s until 2008.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, there was a whole 20-year stretch, 22-year stretch where, like, they were terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want that to happen again. And there's a lot of pressure riding on Danny for that not to happen again. So, I mean, right now we're at that crucial point in time where it's like, shit or get off the pot.
I think we're great again in a decade.
In a decade? I feel like that's too long for Boston.
Oh, it's totally too long. I'm just telling you my honest opinion.
Right. I mean,
I think we're going to be really good.
Like we said it. You said it the best. Danny stripped it down to the studs for the rebuilding. Yeah. You got to rebuild. Of course you have to rebuild. In order to go great again, you have to rebuild.
I think we're going to become really good. But I think you need so much luck to be great.
There's a lot of luck involved,
and
there's a lot of smarts, too.
I don't believe in luck, so.
Well, I mean, you need to be really smart at what you do. But, like, right now, I feel like.
They haven't had it, though. There's been no luck, so
well,
what's going to change?
It's going to turn around, right? They're going to be great again. I don't know how long it's going to take. Yeah. It might be
Could
a very
be
long time.
32 years, who knows?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it might be when we're old and gray. And
I mean, every team will be great.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be. It might take you 50 years.
Except maybe the Browns or like.
Well, even
like
the Browns. I mean, even the Browns won in 64. They were great once.
But you know what? The ride is okay right now. It's not an awful ride.
Well, the ride is okay. It's not an awful ride. You're right. But like what you said, they stripped it down to the studs.
Yeah.
I feel like Danny Ainge is kind of that contractor that comes to your house and he kind of just like smokes butts in the room when you're not there and like. You know, they drink all your beers in your fridge and, like, kind of, like, takes it slow on what you do because he kind of wants to just, like, take all your money.
Steal a bunch of your equipment.
Yeah, like, steal some stuff. Like, maybe watch sit on your couch and watch your TV. But he's going to get the job done, but it's taking a little too long.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Danny,
your wigs
put out
are
your
missing.
Smoke. Yeah. Like, Danny, put out your smokes, restock my beer. And get this goddamn wall up. Let's
right.
go.
Yeah.
Like, I understand everything takes time. But, like, you know, let's move it forward.
Yeah, that's why I said 10 years.
Well, you know, you had a good point, or one of you had a good point, the Rogier, where it's like, what, we're going to find out how that is. We still have to find out how Marcus Smart is.
Yeah, it's still a little early.
I mean, like, if those two are bust, then this whole.
I don't think.
It's early in this rebuild. It takes a long time.
It sucks.
It takes longer than people think.
It's too long sometimes, you know? I mean, Orlando's still trying to rebuild from Shaq.
Right.
You know? They got Dwight
Howard.
Timberwolves
have been rebuilding.
And see, my gut feeling tells me Danny can get us to that level within the next handful of years of,
right.
like, say, like that Sacramento team that we all hold near and dear that just – Well, no, that's a bad example because they should have gone over the top. But
that was bad. That was bad. Crooked refs.
Right.
So,
right.
I
so
mean,
that's why it was
a
bad example.
Example.
I was thinking someone that was great but couldn't get over the top. That was a bad example.
So like the '94 Expos.
Sure.
When baseball went on strike, when the Expos were number one.
Yeah.
When Pedro and his brother were playing together and they were just crushing it.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I
like that, right?
I would say.
Was it Alou on that team?
Vlad.
Yeah, Vlad. Oh man, batting no gloves. Didn't care. That hurts.
This is the best batting practice I've ever seen in my life. It was yeah. Vlad. Unbelievable.
Really?
It was in Camden, Camden Yards, too.
Yeah.
Hit balls out of the stadium.
Right on
unbelievable.
Right on the Ripken building across
yeah.
the street.
Right on the brick building. And he was, yeah, right on the brick building. All fields. Unbelievable. But anyway, so the Celtics, I mean, they're going to be great again. It's just how long is it going to take? You know, the Warriors weren't great for a very long time. The Timberwolves. You know, you can go through any number of teams, any number of examples.
04 Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Just popped into my head.
There you go.
Latrell Sprewell.
Sam Cassell.
Kevin
yeah.
Garnett.
But, you know, every team's going to be great. There's only one champion, though, right? And how many other teams besides the Celtics and the Lakers and the Spurs and the Bulls have won championships in the last, like, what, 25 years? There's only a handful, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
right.
the
I think Detroit snuck in there.
Yeah, the Warriors won last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Heat got a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Heat, Rockets.
Yeah, so there's only one champion, right? So even if you have a great team, doesn't mean you're a champion. But you know, to be a contender. That's the thing that's so disheartening about this year for me, is that it's increasingly likely that it's just the Spurs and the Warriors, and then everyone else is almost playing a different game.
Yeah.
Because those two teams are so far ahead.
Right.
And it's just frustrating as a Celtics fan, as a fan of a team that's not one of those two.
I think it would be more frustrating if we were closer, though. It's not quite as frustrating to me because we're not.
I'd be more frustrated if I was like a Cavs fan,
or if I was a
Raptors fan, or like if Oklahoma City. I mean, is probably the closest to those two, you have to be fretting if you're going to waste prime Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. You got to be pretty upset about that.
No.
You know,
that's a team that just can't get over that hump either.
Yeah, well, doesn't help when you
Utah
get rid
Jazz.
Of your good players.
Yeah,
that's another good example.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. Any team Charles Barkley played for. I mean, he just couldn't get over it.
See? Did you just say the Jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It takes the gears a little bit, but once I get going, now I'm trying.
Well, there's a lot of dust in here.
I'm making my point that I tried to do
this year. So, I mean, like, everything's a little dusty. That's why we're talking so much baseball today.
Listen, maybe the luck changes and who knows?
Hey, you never know. I mean, somebody can come up with a really good trade idea for the number one pick, and Danny goes, yeah, the hell.
I want to start trade rumors. I don't know if we should wait till the next segment or just do it right now. Let's do it right now.
Sure.
So I've been thinking about this.
All right.
And I have the asset that we can trade.
Okay.
Three-time Hall of Famer, Tommy Heinsohn.
What are we going to trade him for? A bottle of rosé?
Whatever. I think that's a chip that we should use.
If only it was that easy.
Let's trade Tommy and Kelly for a nice Irish package, you know?
Do you have to trade Tommy with the package just so he could compare him to like Bill Russell and
everywhere he goes,
you know?
So like Tommy's kind of like Kelly Olynyk's hype man. More or less.
I think I'm in the minority on Kelly Olynyk. No? I feel like a lot of people like this dude.
No, it's out there. A lot of people like this dude.
Yeah.
It's definitely out there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the fence about it. I will be for...
I'm getting closer to the fence.
Yeah.
I feel like I've made such a stand, though, that I can't back down.
Kelly Olynyk, for me, isn't like Jeff Green was a few years ago.
No,
it's like, you know, we had dartboards devoted to Jeff Green.
He's available.
Yeah, no. No, if Jeff Green comes back to this team, I'm not going to really be too happy. I won't say I won't follow because I'll still have to do this jerk show, but my contract has me. I signed a for-life contract, so I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking there. Jesus.
Everybody else has signed a 2-3-year agreement. I'm like, hell with it, life. I'll do this show for
life. I love the Celtics.
I love a new cast of robots.
I would tune into that.
Yeah, it's me and two
Dave
bots.
And the robots. Yeah,
me and the bots.
Yeah,
yeah. So, it's tough.
All right,
basketball's tough.
It's yeah. Well,
sports
I think
are hard.
I think they'll be great again.
Yeah,
someday.
Yeah, I also think we'll go back to the moon one day.
Or for the first time.
Cue some kind of X-File music.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports. And we are back. Trouble in Cleveland. That's what we're starting the segment with.
We're gonna, yeah. So this is kind of like the end of the show.
Yes.
No one had David Blatt in the coaches' pool, I don't think.
Who would?
But Kevin McHale was.
I mean,
the
Kevin
first
McHale
one.
Already won, but
yeah,
we didn't have the first
like,
two.
Yeah.
Okay, so you win. You lose a couple of games. You made it to the finals last year. You lost the finals. You want to talk about NBA conspiracy? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how LeBron James runs the NBA. What he wants, he will get. He denies it, but there's way too many people going, yeah, Definitely. Yeah. It's got LeBron all over it. Tyronn Lue, is he really head coach material? I mean, I know he was – He was with Doc
for a long time here.
And he probably learned a lot from Doc.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows basketball. I mean,
if you want to extend that, though, that was more of a that was a Kevin Garnett thing. Kevin Garnett wanted him on the team.
I mean, my thing with the assistant becoming the head coach is I feel like you have a different relationship to the assistant coach. Like, I feel like LeBron can use Tyronn Lue as a confidant, like, when he's the assistant coach. And then I think it puts Tyronn Lue, in a weird situation to turn around and now be the head guy. And, you won't have the same relationship with the players. I think it's fine where, like, Tibbs, like, he was the assistant here, but he head coached a different group of guys.
Right.
You know, went in there with, like, a clean slate. You know, I think it's a weird role to step into. I mean, you know, I guess Luke Walton's doing it fine out in Golden State.
But that's a whole different situation. Steve Kerr's out injured.
And there's no, like, there's personality.
No animosity, and there's no
personality problem, yeah.
You know, Walton knows once Kerr comes back that the job is done. You know, like, he goes back to his role.
And I'll coach the Lakers next year.
Yeah, right. Somebody will definitely – I mean, this guy brought a 42. What are the Golden State right now? They're like –
They have four losses.
Yeah,
whatever.
42-4, or however long this, whatever deep we are in the season right now. I mean, like, obviously the guy knows basketball, so obviously he's going to get a good job next year. But, like, to fire someone who doesn't have a losing record, who he's technically a second year coach. I mean, he brought a team. Granted, he has LeBron James, but he brought a team to the finals his first year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then just be like, you know, we don't like you. You're fired.
Maybe Cleveland is just at the beginning of self-destructing. You know?
It's possible.
I
think there's two things to remember with David Blatt that I find interesting. One is you have to remember that he was hired before they got LeBron. I think he was hired to coach a team with, like, Kyrie Irving and a bunch of up-and-coming players like Anthony Bennett and, like, Andrew Wiggins and that kind of thing. The second thing is I think you're hard-pressed to find a lot of examples of a guy like David Blatt. Like, I don't know if this gets as much play, but he never played in the NBA, and he wasn't an NBA assistant coach, to my knowledge, at least recently. Like, he was a head coach overseas for a long time, a successful one, definitely. But he jumped right into a head coaching job in the NBA. And I think there's a real tendency among NBA players to kind of have a lot of respect for guys like Doc that played the game, or like Stan Van Gundy, who's like an NBA lifer, or, you know, that kind of thing. I think they kind of always, or at least LeBron, or I don't know, maybe it's just speculation, but I think he was always kind of viewed as an outsider because he didn't have any NBA experience or pedigree. And I think he did a great job considering, you know, that lack of experience, but...
So was he just set up to fail? I mean, was that what
kind
it is?
Of.
You were just kind of brought here until we found someone to replace you that we liked?
I think if they went back in time and they got LeBron James before they hired a coach, I don't think there's any way they would have hired David Blatt.
Yeah.
A guy with zero NBA experience.
So David Blatt was always just set up to just...
I mean, it wasn't his fault. I
no,
mean,
set
how
set up to
how
fall
could
Blatt
Cleveland,
on his face.
I mean, put yourself in Cleveland's shoes. I mean, they get ready to have David Blatt, and then LeBron James says, "I want to come to Cleveland." Are you going to be like, "No, we kind of had a different plan," you know,
But, like, how can you justify this, though? I mean,
because you have the best player on the planet, and you want him to be happy, so he stays again. He doesn't. What's Dan Gilbert, right?
Danny Gilbert,
he doesn't want to lose him again.
But Tyronn Lue, like, is that your replacement? Is that just
for now?
Is that just until LeBron James going, "I want him to do it because he'll listen to me. Whatever play I draw up, this is the play I'm going to do."
I don't think he stays around next year.
I think LeBron James is just. I mean, I don't know. I think he's soiling his legacy as just. I mean, he's a complete dick. Let's just put it out there. I mean. You know, he's sitting in the coach's seat. I know this is, like, minuscule, but, like, he's sitting in the coach's seat on the bench. David Blatt tells him to get up. He says no. Like, so now you're showing your team, the young guys on the team, the rookies, the newcomers, Oh, well, you don't have any respect for the coach, so why should I? That's a poor way to show your team character. It's a poor way to be a captain. It's a poor way to go about anything.
See, I think the problem is that I have anyway, is that I think Michael Jordan would have done the same thing, but he couldn't do it to Phil Jackson. So you need to
have... Michael Jordan did do the same thing back in 84, before Phil Jackson took over.
Yeah, and I
Jordan,
think...
Larry Jordan Bird also did it. Let's be fair.
Yeah,
here.
That's true.
With
Fitch, right?
Larry, yeah. Fitch. All right, no, is that it? I know it's Fitch, but maybe Larry. I don't know.
But anyway, I mean,
sorry.
I think if you're that good, I think you just need a strong coaching personality.
Bill Fitch. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sorry.
You need a strong coaching personality to balance that out.
Right.
And I don't know if Tyronn Lue is that.
Nah.
We don't know because he's not a head coach.
I mean, this – I want to go way back on the – I know we can't just sit here all day and talk about this because we probably could. But, like, you can go way back with, like, how LeBron – perceives himself as a legend. Great player, don't get me wrong, but like his off the court things where it's like the decision, you know, he couldn't get it done in Cleveland the first round, so he left because he just, you know, he can't do it, so he goes down to Miami, he wins two down there, says I can do this by myself, the hell with you guys, and he leaves and comes back to Cleveland. First year back in Cleveland, he makes the finals and loses again, flat on his face, yet again.
Hasn't he been in the finals like the last 8 years, though? Something crazy like that?
He was five,
yeah. Because three or four, how many times with Miami? Three.
Four, because they won two, they lost the first year to the Mavericks, they lost the last year to the Spurs.
That's yeah. Right.
So it's been five in a row, and they didn't make it as the Celtics made it his last year in Cleveland, I think.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, it's just like, you want your legacy to be something great, I think you need to start with yourself, where it's like you have to show like at least a decent attitude towards things. I mean, you're just coming off as a complete bag of trash. I mean,
yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing for his legacy is going to be another championship. So he has to figure out
the biggest thing for his legacy. If I mean, it's going
to
be kind of a laughing stock if he just goes his whole career without ever winning a championship in Cleveland. Like, if he's always just the bridesmaid with Cleveland.
Yeah, it's going to be weird if he doesn't. And it's going to be weird if he leaves and goes somewhere else.
That's Miami, too. That's where LeBron James...
Like, if he goes to L.A. or something.
Right. And that's where you can go ahead and say LeBron James is starting to just not be that... Great player, bad guy.
Imagine if they retire and Dwayne Wade still has more championships than him.
Could happen.
Could happen.
I know it could, yeah.
It could happen.
He's not a spring chicken anymore. I always think of him as young, but he's not.
Yeah. All that whole draft class is getting old fast.
Yeah. Tim, so sad.
Mello, yeah. Wade's getting up there.
Wade is like a shell of himself. I think he has been.
Yeah. Well, he's older, too, because he went to college.
Yeah.
But, you know, plus it's play style. He was hurt a lot. He was a guy that got hurt a lot.
He broke his back his rookie year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like
he had a significant injury.
But you want to talk about another train wreck. How about the Clippers?
Yeah.
Blake Griffin's punching employees.
Yep.
I mean, what's going on there?
Doc Rivers just can't. Everyone's punching someone.
It's what's it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not a Doc team if there's not
interpersonal
conflict.
Vaughn Wafer and, right?
Yeah.
Vaughn Wafer and Delonte West.
Yeah,
they went at it.
So maybe Doc doesn't really police the very well.
You know, he's a player's coach, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he
seems pretty pissed now because he lost Blake for another 4 to 6 weeks.
I would be pissed, too, especially for that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – that's kind of like a jerk way to –
Maybe
to
he wants
out.
David Lee instead.
Kind of doubt it.
I doubt it.
Well, you know, let's not forget,
David Lee
is
Tommy
an NBA
Heinsohn.
Champion.
That's true.
Yeah.
How many other Celtics are NBA champions?
Nobody on that team.
Zero.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think there's any Clippers on that team that are NBA champions.
Yeah, Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah, Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
But rest of the team, J.J. Redick, Jamal Crawford, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan.
Nope.
Blake Griffin.
Austin Rivers.
No.
It's just Doc Rivers and Paul Pierce. That's it.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe they need some more title experience.
Yeah. Well, you never know. So, speaking of which, who can beat the West this year?
From the East?
Yeah. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. The West is going to win the championship.
It's very boring.
Celtics.
It's kind of a boring season.
Celtics, no way.
Yeah, definitely.
Kelly Olynyk's going to just shoot threes until he throws up.
It's kind of a boring season watching teams like run into the buzzsaw that is the Warriors or the Spurs.
You think a repeat? You think Warriors repeat?
I think
this
whoever
year?
Wins that final, I think that final, the Western Finals series, if it ends up being the Spurs and the Warriors,
and Warriors.
Or, you know, maybe it'll happen earlier depending on seeding.
So it's going to be the Spurs or the Warriors versus the Cavs.
Or, you know, I wouldn't count
Unless
out like
the
I wouldn't count out like
ATL.
The Raptors or the Hawks making a run. You know, I mean, Cleveland, yeah, they're Kevin Love injury away from being
right
coming back to the pack, I think.
Right. Kevin Love, who's become, seems like very weak of a player lately.
I think he would be better without LeBron.
I
look at Bosch. Bosch is putting up big numbers again.
I think it's a lot of system things with the way Cleveland's been. We'll see how Tyronn Lue changes.
We talked about this in the green room too. I don't think they're built very well.
No. I think they're built. They're not built for it.
Those Miami teams built like defense out. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this Cleveland team's kind of done the opposite, where they've built like they've got the shooters right away. You know.
Yeah.
That first Heat team had, like, Joel Anthony, you know, just, like, a rim protector. Later they had, like, Birdman, and, you know, they were really defensive. I think he's still in Miami.
Jail?
No.
Tattoo parlor, probably.
That whole thing got washed away. Yeah. That was just a crazy fan. All right, so let's end the show with the Brooklyn Report. Do you want to sing it, or?
No.
No, not
Our
this.
Our friend was supposed to sing it, but he bailed on us.
Yeah, well, he sucks.
Well, that's your fault.
So the Brooklyn Nets are securing our first-round pick very nicely. They're still in the 14th place in the East.
I like that.
They're currently 12-34.
Third worst in the league, right?
Third worst in the league.
This is where I think we might finally get lucky. It's not actually the Celtics in the lottery.
Yeah.
So maybe with someone else, you know,
the cold envelope.
Yeah, it finally drops and Brooklyn gets the number one pick.
Well, here's where Brooklyn might become even worse, and our number one pick could be even more secured.
Okay.
Danny Ferry is being looked at for GM.
Perfect.
If we all remember Danny Ferry racist rants down in Atlanta, it kind of blew up the Hawks a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he did build a decent team down there.
He built a decent team, but I think he's got very bad foot and mouth disease. I think
that'll play well in New York.
Yeah. And that's exactly where I'm coming from.
They could hire Isaiah Thomas again.
This, I think secretly he still works for a team. Yeah.
I think it's the Knicks, right?
I think it is the Knicks. I think he's secretly somewhere in the Knicks organization. Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm glad that we could finally come together.
We'll be back next week or 2 weeks or next week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, follow us on social media, Twitter.
Do social media things with us.
For all of Dave's updates.
Wait, what? Do social media things.
Okay.
Twitter,
at Gangrene TV. You can find us just about anywhere that way.
That's true.
Or look up stats. Just Google stats.
Stats. Real GM might pop up, but I mean, hell with it. Stats. Yeah. All right.
That's useful too.
That's very useful.
All right.